started.
So you go first, then.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Research in Software Engineering group. I'm here today with Nikhil and Juan. We're going to talk about something really cool, but before that, let's get to know you guys, girls.
So, Juan?
Yeah, no, my name is Juan Chen. I joined Microsoft Research Redmond Lab about 6 years ago. That's a long time. And I'm in the RES group working on program languages and compilers.
And I'm Nick Swamy. I've only been here for about a year or so. I was a PhD student at the University of Maryland, and I now work here on type systems, compilers, security, that kind of thing.
Excellent. So I guess we're going to talk about compilers today. So what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, so we're going to tell you about a language, a system that we're building called Fine. And Fine is meant to check that programs correctly enforce their security policies. So whether you're an end user these days or a application developer, you know that security is a big concern. And so for example, if you're working with Outlook or Office, you may download plugins and you want to install these plugins in your system, but you may be concerned that these plugins kind of leak your sensitive information onto the web. Or maybe the same situation applies if you're downloading iPhone apps or Facebook apps or things like this too. So we want a way to give you a way in which you can download these plugins and you can verify that they're secure before you before you install them and get some assurance that your data is being protected.
So let me ask these questions. What's the problem today? Don't we do that already today?
You don't really do that today because when you download a plugin,
yeah,
you just sort of believe the third-party vendor that his program is secure, but you know this is not often the case.
We'd
like for you to be able to verify that this is the case before you actually install it.
All right.
Yeah, or another scenario is that you are a server-side application developer building like an electronic health record system. You want to write code so that you give your data only to privileged users of the system. Otherwise, private information may be leaked and cause legal consequences. And our language Fine actually ensures that the code you write specifies the policy, the security policy you are required to specify.
All right. So you mentioned the language Fine. So it's a language.
Yeah.
It's a language.
You want to say a little bit about how it
actually checks policies? Sure. So the main novelty of Fine is that it allows programmers to state rich security specifications using logical formulas in types. So those formulas actually specify constraints under which objects of the program can be accessed. And we use a type checker. Our type checker uses a theorem prover called Z3 to actually check that those security constraints are satisfied in the program.
So yeah, so for just a really simple first example, so suppose you're building a system that wants to control access to the file system, and you want to make sure that before you grant allow users to sort of read out of a file, you want to make sure that they have the permission to do this. So what you could do in Fine is to give a type to the fread function, where the type is going to record the security constraints. So Fine is based on a functional language. Functional languages like F#, so we use the notation from F#. And what I have here is the type of fread. So this is saying that fread is a function that its type describes that it takes several arguments. So the first argument is the name of a user, you. The second argument is a credential identifying the user, you. And the third argument, and this is the interesting type here, that says that this is the type of a file such that the user you can read the file. That's what this constraint says. So this part here is the logical formulas that Juan mentioned. So you can have types that are qualified by these logical formulas, and the type checker will ensure that whenever you call fread, you only pass in files for which you has the can read privilege. And if you can do that, then what fread does is it returns back the string to you, which is the contents of the file.
So immediately at compile time, you know whether you're violating any policy.
That's right. So you know, John will show you an example policy that you could use with your file system, and our type system will ensure that that policy is enforced.
Yeah. Right. So an example policy would look like this. It says for all f, well f is a file name. We allow a special user, admin, to read from the file F. And for all file F, such that F's name starts with C, users, Alice, which means Alice home directory, then Alice can read that file.
So, do you have a question?
No, I don't have a question.
Okay, so given such a policy, we can then write client programs that will try to read data out of a file. So for example, you could write a program that says it first gets a username from the prompt, and then from the user, and then it tries to, let's say, obtain a credential for the user by logging that user in. So it may call login and passing in the username u, and say getting a password from the user. And this function, if it succeeds, you get back an authentication credential. And now let's suppose I write a program that says I want to call fread, passing in u, this credential, and let's say I want to say read from c colon users Alice a dot text. Now, intuitively, given this policy, the only users that can read from this file are either Alice or the administrator. But what I've done in this program is written it such a way that you can be any user at all. So I could have logged in, and here I'm trying to call and read this file, but I haven't checked that I actually have the privilege to do this. So if I wrote this program, our compiler will say, sorry, type error, you tried to call fread without the appropriate privilege. With a nice squiggly. Well, not quite yet, but we'll get there. So instead, what you have to do is to say, you have to insert a runtime check here to establish that this user has the right to read this file. So an example test could be, if u equals admin or u equals Alice, then do this. Otherwise, say, sorry, no privilege or something.
I see.
Sorry, right? Print sorry, whatever, right?
And of course, this is a very simplistic example. In reality, policies are way, way more complicated.
Exactly. So you know, what we showed you here is like a really simple example. But maybe Joanne can tell you, some more about how this really becomes useful.
Yeah. So Fine can actually handle much more complex policies, such as authorization policies and information flow tracking. So also, so far we've shown that how a developer can ensure the code he writes actually enforces the security policy using Fine. But say if I'm an user, I want to install plugins for my Outlook application, how can I make sure those plugins are secure? So that's how come our compilation strategy is important. So here I show kind of like a picture for the compilation of Fine. So we write source programs in Fine, and then we use a verifier with the help from the theorem prover Z3 to make sure the source program is secure. And then we translate the source program to .NET bytecode, extracting proofs from Z3. And so the bytecode is augmented with extra metadata for those fancy types you have seen. And we can also verify that bytecode programs to make sure it's secure, because we already have the security proofs in that program. So next demo, Nick is going to show a demo.
Yep. So this demo that we're going to show you is based on a prototype of this compiler that we have at this point. We are building, the demo is about a email client that we're building that allows users to install plugins. And this email client wants to do things like ensure that plugins never read from emails that it's not supposed to, never auto-replies, never spams your contacts, and so on. And you can write this in Fine, allow plugins to be distributed as these .NET binaries, and before you install a plugin, you can verify it and
check
that it does the right thing.
So Is that prototype of Fine available?
Yes, so the prototype, so a disclaimer first, we've been, it's a fairly, it's not quite mature yet, but we have a prototype version available on our website under the standard Microsoft academic license.
Excellent. So things that we're going to do today are somehow doable also on the prototype.
Yes, definitely. The things that I'm going to show you today are certainly doable on the prototype.
Excellent. Okay, let's go to the demo.
All right. So what we're going to show you next is some code from an email client that we're building. And we'll start by describing the data model that this email client uses. So here we have a file, datamodel.fine, that defines several types. So we have here a type for emails and appointments. And the inbox in this data model is just a list of emails. And the calendar is just a list of appointments. What we want to do next is to define a implement a reference monitor, a module that's going to control access to the sensitive resources in this email client. And here we have a reference monitor. Our email client, we're calling it Lookout, as a pun on Outlook. But here we have a reference monitor for this Lookout client, and it exposes a function here called getInbox. And the type of this getInbox function is a lot like the fread function we showed you earlier, where in order to get the inbox, you have to pass in a credential identifying yourself, and there's a refinement type on this credential, which contains a logical formula saying that the caller must have the getInbox privilege, and if that's the case, this function returns back the inbox. So this formula that we have here, this granted inbox, granted p inbox formula, is derived from a set of policy types that we use. So for this particular scenario, we're going to have policy types that refer to this granted proposition, and they talk about roles like plugins and friends and users and so on. And and so given this interface, you can now write plugins that are going to access these resources. So here's some code for a plugin, and I'm not going to describe the code in detail, but at a high level, what this plugin is doing is that it's getting the inbox, iterating through the contents of the inbox, and for each email, it has some custom logic that's going to try to detect whether this email is a request for an appointment from a friend. And if it is an appointment from a friend, it makes an appointment in the calendar and then sends a notification back to the friend saying that they've accepted this appointment. So now, as an end user, I can, when I download this plugin, I can decide whether I want to allow this feature or not. So I can write policies that either grant or deny this feature to this plugin. And so here, first, we show you a policy that, in this case, does not grant this plugin this privilege. It only allows the plugin to get the inbox and to read emails, but not to send auto replies, because you may be concerned that the plugin could spam your contacts or something like this. So if we run this code with this first policy, and we pass it through our type checker, so you run fine and you pass it all the file names that you want to verify, and it comes back and says on line 25 of the plugin there's a security violation saying that this thing does not have the appropriate privilege. So what I could, in an alternative scenario, I could as a user could define a new policy that says that I'm going to allow plugins to send these emails. But in addition, I want to place a constraint that's going to track information flows. I want to make sure that the plugin never leaks the contents of my secret emails to contacts that I don't know. So here I've written such a policy, granting the reply to privilege, and then also checking this information flow in the next assumption. And now we can run this through our type checker, and if all goes well,
the demo gods are with us.
Yes. Yeah. So we get back checked modules for all of these things. So so again, a small fragment of this client that we're building, and this kind of logical style of policy can be applied in a number of domains. So maybe you're a server-side programmer who's used to writing policies in using a language like XACML or so on, and you want to know that this policy is correctly enforced. Well, we suggest that you check out Fine, and maybe you can translate your policies into these first-order logical formulas and then check that your code actually does the right thing.
Excellent. Well, thank you for the demo and explaining what Fine is. So Fine is available for download, and you can also read papers on the
That's right, yeah.
on the project website. So see you around.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.